وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير as always حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for your beautiful دعاز. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه. فيه رجال يحبون الله والله يحب المطهرين. There is a place by the name of Quba, which is approximately 3 miles out of Medina Munawwara. So a few Ansar families were residing there. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Quba, he stayed over in the house of Kulthum ibn Hadam radiallahu ta'ala an. After entering Quba, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was to lay the foundation for a masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried the rock with his blessed hands and placed it in the direction of the Qibla. This was followed by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, and then the other Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain. They all carried one rock each and the construction commenced. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum in carrying the heavy rocks and would sometimes hold the rock against his chest so as to carry it properly. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would tell him to relax, but he would pay no heed. The following verse was revealed in reference to this masjid. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fihi rijalun yuhibbuna an yatatahharu wallahu yuhibbul mutahhirin. Surely the masjid whose foundation was laid on piety from the very first day is more worthy that you stand therein. In it are people who love to stay purified, and Allah loves those who stay purified. So after spending a few days in Quba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to leave for Medina Munawwara on Friday, and he mounted his camel. So the residence of the Banu Salim was en route, and the time for Juma arrived when he reached there. He performed the Juma Salat there. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first sermon and first Juma Salat. It was a sermon which was immersed in an ocean of eloquence and rhetoric. His every letter is a cure for emotional illnesses and an elixir for dead hearts. Every statement is sweeter than sealed nectar for those who have an affinity with language. We take the opportunity of quoting its translation. Praise Allah Ta'ala, and I praise Allah Ta'ala and I seek His help, forgiveness and guidance. I believe in Allah Ta'ala and do not disbelieve in Him. Instead, I bear enmity to those who do not believe in Him. I testify that Allah is one, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His servant and messenger, whom Allah bestowed with guidance, the light of wisdom and admonition, and sent him to the world at a time when the chain of prophets and messengers had stopped, when knowledge was merely in name, people were in deviation, and resurrection was approaching. The person who obeys Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is guided. The person who disobeys Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is certainly astray, and he has committed a wrong and is in severe deviation. I advise you with taqwa, because it is the best advice for one Muslim to another, and the best thing which urges a person towards directing himself to the hereafter. Abstain from whatever Allah Ta'ala has warned you against. There is no better advice and admonition than taqwa. Undoubtedly, taqwa and fear of Allah Ta'ala is a true help and support for the hereafter. If a person sets right his internal and external affairs with Allah Ta'ala solely for his pleasure, having no worldly motive and objective, it will be a source of honor and dignity in this world and a treasure for him in the hereafter, at a time when a person will be in real need of good deeds. If he did things which negated taqwa, he will hope there was a big distance between himself and his deeds on that day. Allah Ta'ala warns you through His greatness and power. This warning is issued because Allah Ta'ala is extremely merciful to His servants. Allah Ta'ala is true to His word and fulfills His promise. His words and promises are not broken. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ My word cannot be changed, nor am I unjust to the servants. Thus fear Allah Ta'ala internally and externally. Surely Allah Ta'ala expiates the sins of the one who fears Him and gives him great rewards. The person who fears Allah Ta'ala is truly successful. Taqwa is something which saves a person from Allah Ta'ala's wrath, punishment, torment and displeasure. Taqwa alone shall illuminate the faces on the day of resurrection and be a means of divine pleasure and increase in rank. Adopt as much taqwa as possible. Do not display shortcomings in this regard and in obeying Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala sent down the Quran to educate you and made clear the way for your guidance so that the truthful can be distinguished from the untruthful. Just as Allah Ta'ala favored you, you must reciprocate with obeying Allah in an excellent and beautiful manner. Consider His enemies to be your enemies and wage jihad in His path as is required. Allah Ta'ala selected and chose you and gave you the name of Muslims. In other words, you are those who are obedient and subservient to Him. So keep up the honor of this name. It is Allah's will to destroy whoever is to be destroyed after the evidence and proof is established against him. And the one who is to survive will do so after the evidence is made clear to him and after he has insight in this regard. There is no savior and no power without Allah Ta'ala's help. So engage in abundant remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and do deeds which will help you in the hereafter. If a person sets right his affairs with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make him independent of the creation. No one will be able to harm him. This is because Allah Ta'ala's orders dictate people. People cannot dictate Allah's order. Allah alone is the owner and master of people. They are not His masters. You should therefore set right your affairs with Allah Ta'ala and do not bother about people. Allah is sufficient for all. Allahu Akbar wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Allah is the greatest. There is no power except through Allah, the Most High, the Almighty. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first sermon which he delivered after the Hijrah. The sermon which is delivered after 13 years of persecution does not contain a single word of complaint or criticism against his enemies. He speaks only about taqwa, fear of Allah Ta'ala, and preparation for the hereafter. Without doubt, he was an embodiment of the verse, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Surely, you are on the highest pedestal of character. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka wa taraham. Peace, salutations, blessings and mercy be on him. After completing the Jummah Salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mounted his camel, seated Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu behind him, and proceeded towards Medina Munawwara. An awe-inspiring group of Ansar with weapons proceeded before him. So this was at Masjid al-Jum'ah. It is now, there's a masjid constructed in that place. It is also known as Masjid al-Banu Salim. And it went through different stages of construction and renovation. So anyway, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds to Medina Munawwara. Each person earnestly desired Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be his guest. And this ardent and enthusiastic call was made from all around. O Rasulullah, my house is open to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for the person and reply, this camel is under Allah's command. I will stay wherever it stops. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lives in the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari, which we will discuss now. The camel eventually stopped in the residential area of the Banu Najjar, who were related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his mother's side. It stopped on its own at the spot where the Masjid Nabawi is situated. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not get off his camel. He stood up after some time, went forward, and sat down at the entrance of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house. He got up once again after some time, returned to the first spot where he had stopped, sat down and stretched out his neck along the ground. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got off, and Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu carried Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's goods and belongings to his house. The first spot where the camel had seated itself belonged to some orphans, and it was used to dry dates. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about his owners, and he was informed that it belongs to Sahal and Suhail. He called for these two orphans with a view to purchasing the land from them and constructing a masjid there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to their uncle, who was their guardian. The orphan said, "We are giving it to you for free. We do not want its reward from anyone except Allah Ta'ala." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not accept, but he paid its price and purchased it. Az-Zuhri narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to hand over the money. In one narration, it stated that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu paid 10 dinars for it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then ordered for the date palms which were on the land to be chopped off, and the graves of the idol worshippers to be leveled. He then ordered them to make unbaked bricks and personally took part in the construction. The Ansar and Muhajirin joined in. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would personally carry the bricks with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and say the following couplet: هذا الحمال لا حمال خيبر هذا أبر ربنا وأطهر. This is not the weight of the dates of Khaybar. O Allah, this weight is the best and most excellent. At times he would say the following couplet: Allahumma innal ajra ajrul akhirah farhamil ansara wal muhajira. O Allah, the real reward is the reward of the hereafter. So show mercy to the Ansar and Muhajirin who are desirous of the reward of the hereafter alone. Another narration states, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma la khayra illa khayra al-akhira, fansuri al-ansara wal-muhajira. O Allah, there is no good except the good of the hereafter. So help the Ansar and Muhajirun who are desirous of the good of the hereafter alone. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the construction of the masjid, he commenced building rooms for his pure wives. Two rooms were constructed, one for Hazrat Sauda bint Zam'a radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the other was for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The other rooms were constructed as the need arose. Inshallah al-Aziz, we will continue the next part of the story regarding the muwakhat and the brotherhood between the Ansar and the Muhajireen, which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created. Very, very interesting phase during the period of Hijrah to Medina Munawwara. A very, very vibrant history which we must educate our children about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts the love of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abundant salutations, salawat upon our beloved leader and master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.